Accession number 30065, Reel 3.
Laura Gordon, Reel 3. The end of the war, you were still with the same family, were you, the Buchans?
No, in 1942 I had got married.
Oh yes, you had mentioned that in passing, and I must ask you about that. This was to the young man who had got so many children out.
Yes, that's right.
Mr.
Auerbach. Oh, that's right, yes. He was in the British Army by then, and he was going to be sent to India, and he asked me to marry him before he went. But he never went to India, he went to Europe, as an interpreter mainly.
Did he?
Mm.
Yes.
I mean, he went with the British Army in Hamburg, I think it was.
Right. What year were you married, Laura?
1942.
Oh.
20th of July.
Uh-huh. Did you have a wedding?
Yes, and that was rather nice. We didn't have time for the banns to be read. So we had a registry office first in Bromley, and then he took the ring and went to fetch his mother, who lived in Chalk Farm, Golders Green, that area then. And on the way there, he put my ring into his sock, into his shoe, and went swimming in Buckingham Palace Road. He's a great swimmer. He loved it, and he went swimming. And when my grandson was married last year, he and his sister went into the sea in memory of their grandfather. So, yes, and then I went home and changed. It was short. It was one of the few years when we had short dresses. And I think Mrs. Buck and I had bought a hat in Oxford Street. And then Mr. Buck played the wedding march as I came down the stairs. And we all went off together to the prayer hall of the St. John's Wood Synagogue, which had been bombed and couldn't be used. So the actual wedding was in the prayer hall next to it. It's back, I think it's rebuilt now. Opposite Lord, it is.
Mm. Yes, your husband obviously was Jewish.
He was quite Jewish, but they weren't very practicing family, I'm afraid. Yes, he was a full Jew. That's why he got out of Germany after the first Dachau. Yeah.
Mm. Did your parents know of your marriage? Were you able to inform them?
I didn't like to send a Red Cross message. This was the problem. So I heard of a letter via Holland and did that, but it never reached them, fortunately. It might have done them damage, I don't know. But I didn't know that. But they got a Red Cross message from my sister, have been to Laura's wedding. And my mother was sorting out her potatoes in the cellar, and she collapsed onto the potatoes and cried, so young and married. And then she said, if only she had married Alfred Auerbach, which of course is exactly what I had done. So when she heard, I got a Red Cross message saying when and whom married, and I was quite so upset about that because I knew she didn't know, so I sent one quickly.
So she did know that you had married a Jewish person?
No, she didn't know that. And
how did you let her know then?
When I got to the Red Cross message saying whom and when married, I quickly sent a Red Cross message and said this was Alfred Auerbach.
Yes, were you not worried that that would be picked up and it would do her harm? I thought you were worried.
No, the Red Cross message didn't. Only letters. I sent this one letter through Holland. There was supposed to be a way of doing it, but it never reached her, so I never did it again.
So she was.
That's how she knew I was married from my sister. And then she wrote and asked me whom I had married. So it's funny now, but it must have been anxious for her.
Yes, the end of the war. Do you have particular
yes,
memories of the
I
end
do.
Of the war?
My husband was on leave, as it happened, from Germany, where he'd been. And he bought me a very colourful dress, and we did the can-can all the way down the Mall to Buckingham Palace. We sort of danced literally down the mall with all the other people who were also dancing, and we went to the palace to see the royal family come out on the balcony.
Were there many people about?
Oh, absolutely packed. The mall was packed from Admiralty Arch to the palace. I mean, you could move, but a little bit, but only very slowly you move forward.
And a good atmosphere.
Oh, a lovely atmosphere. It was quite wonderful. Yeah, it's really quite wonderful. I mean, everybody was so exhilarated, weren't they?
So could I ask you now about your reunion with your parents? Because it's wonderful that they both survived the war.
Yes.
But I imagine, you know, time had elapsed. Some, what was it, 1939, 6 years?
Yes. Well,
what was the meeting? Could you describe it? Where
we didn't meet straight away.
Didn't you?
No. No, we didn't meet straight away because the finance in Germany was complete chaos. And my brother and I managed to get enough money together to send them the money for the fair, eventually. But by the time they visited, I was a mother. My first child was born in 47, and we didn't meet them until, late 47. Then they were able to come over.
What was that like, meeting up with your parents after all that time? Did they look very different?
No, where did they come? They came by boat, I think, they came by boat. It's not Harwich, it's up the Thames somewhere. Couldn't have been Greenwich, could it? Yes, it could have been. Yes, I think we met them in Greenwich. Oh, it was wonderful. And
how did they look? They obviously had a very hard time.
Yeah, it had a hard time, but you see, time had elapsed since 45. And I can't remember the date. And my father had recovered. And I think my mother looked very strange. She had changed more, strangely enough. I think mental strain is often worse, isn't it, than physical troubles. She looked very strained, and she didn't live for many years after that. She died in 54. She still knew I was expecting a third child, yes. So she recovered reasonably well. But she looked more strained than my father, rather strangely.
What had happened to her during the war, your mother?
She was much supported by her sisters. And she had people in the country. Now this... until my father was deported, he was only allowed potatoes and bread as ration. So she used to go into the country to her relatives to what they call hamstering. like a hamster, they collected things to feed him. But that's when my dog had to go. She couldn't keep a dog as well. And I had left a dog behind, so she had to let that go to people who could feed it.
Was she punished in any way, though, the fact that she had married a Jewish man?
No, she wasn't punished, no.
Was she given lowly jobs to do?
Oh, no, not at all. No, she wasn't. Now, that is strange, isn't it? No, she never wasn't. She remained in the house until it had a firebomb, and then she had to move to a Jewish lady who had rooms to spare.
How about your father? What had happened to him?
Well, he was deported to Theresienstadt, but because he was a member of a mixed marriage, the Germans, with their methodical way, only deported him to Hanover to build bunkers in 1944. And from building the bunkers, he was sent to Theresienstadt, and there he remained until the end of the war. But this is, I already told you, haven't I, that he was down to 90 pounds and had hunger edema. And the Russians fed him back to health gradually, because he couldn't have eaten a lot. But he maintained to the end of his days that the only reason he survived was because he had a friend, Herr Rosenberg, who was a bit more pushy than my father, and who got him, my father, the job of collecting typhoid-infected laundry from all the houses. It's a little town, Theresienstadt, or Theresien, as it's known in Czech, to collect the typhoid-infected laundry and take it to the laundry to be done. And because it was, of course, infectious, or they never got it, it carried a little extra soup. He swore this extra soup saved his life. By the end of his days, and he gave a nice biscuit bowl to this gentleman, a china biscuit to the gentleman, and she returned it to me when his wife died, so I've got it.
Were you able to re-establish your relations with both your parents?
Yes, that was
this long separation.
Yes, that went really very well. My sister, of course, went across a lot. She wasn't married then. She went and stayed with them as soon as one could travel over there.
Did they come to England to live, or did they?
No, they never came to England to live. My mother died in 1954, and my father said he felt he was too old to get used to another language.
So they returned to their old home, did they? They stayed.
That had burned down, although it's been rebuilt now. But they never returned to their old home. They went and had a flat in a big house, the gentleman wasn't allowed to have so much space, and he had to let some of his. He had a nice flat there.
But they lived in Germany.
In Germany, they stayed in Germany, in Wuppertal, but not in the same house. Yeah. I don't know whether my mother knew what would happen to half Jewish girls. I mean, she couldn't have known, but I do know that she must have been afraid that they were sent. Half-Jewish girls were sent to the brothels on the Eastern Front. And when they were completely infected with whatever, gonorrhea or syphilis, they were just, you know, sent away. And because I had a friend to whom this happened, and she tried to run away. She was half-Jewish, and she was shot running away. We heard all this later on. But I don't know whether my mother knew. No, she couldn't have known that. But it was a great, big decision for them to make, to let us children go. Evidently, my mother never stopped crying for a fortnight. My father couldn't stop her.
Yes, to let three children go. It's
three, or
the whole family, yes. I expect that meant a very close relationship until she died, did it?
Oh, it was, yes, yes, she came.
Yes.
I mean, she came when I had the baby, and she was so delighted with it all. And she still saw my daughter, but she didn't see the third son. But she said, "You will have a son and all will be well."
Did you?
I did.
You did? Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Mm. Yes. Did this have any effect on your sort of self-image as a sort of half-Jewish woman? Did the fact that all this anti-Semitism had gone on and how the Jewish people had been treated, did it affect your Jewish identity at all?
Yes, but if it did anything, it only confirmed it and strengthened it. Really?
Is that the fact that it was strengthened by this?
I think so, yes. I mean, the vicar of the Bomley Parish Church once came to a friend of mine, and she was Jewish, actually, and he said, "Do you think Laura will ever convert? She said no. And she was right, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. But as I said, my sister did. She was baptized. She had to be baptized before she could be confirmed by the Bishop of Exeter. She was evacuated with her school. And this lady with whom I stayed at first, Gertie Buckle, was the matron at her school when they were evacuated.
Yeah. Did you maintain links with the Buckens, you know, for the rest of your...
Oh, yes, I did. I visited them a lot. And the house was bombed, they bought another house in Sandwich Park. I was married from there.
Do you ever go to the Kinder Transport reunions, Laura?
No, I don't. I don't really know anything about them. Are they held in London?
I think so, yes. Yeah. And in other venues as well. But they would certainly have details of them at the Holocaust exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
You could certainly find out about them there. Where? But you've never met other Kinder Transport people?
No, except this one friend that I made. When she comes to England, she comes and sees me, or we meet in London.
And have you seen films and plays about the Kinder Transport?
Yes, I saw a play once. And a book, We Came Alone, wasn't it? I've got that. And what is this book about strangers?
I think there have been several.
Several.
Written, haven't there? Yes.
I think I have two of them.
Yes, but you don't go to the reunions
no.
at all?
No. I wouldn't know anybody, would I? I don't think.
No, I suppose the idea is that a lot of people just share the experience.
Yes. No, I never go to them.
And have you been to the Holocaust exhibition?
No.
You haven't?
Where is that?
At the museum.
At the museum?
Mm. Yes. Oh, I'm surprised you haven't been there.
Is it a permanent one?
Yes, indeed. Yes, you must certainly go one day. Yes, and I know Sarah and Suzanne would be very pleased, I'm sure, to show you around.
Yes.
You must...
I don't know how I didn't know there was one. Because...
Well, how was it that you donated your materials to the exhibition then? What made you...
I think I read that somewhere.
Mm.
And then I was invited to the inauguration of the suitcase at Liverpool Street Station.
Oh.
When the then Home Secretary was present, you know, the one, the blind one.
Yes.
And the chief rabbi, I went to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe there was another inauguration for the new memorial, was there? Or was there? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I didn't hear about that.
I have seen the new memorial and it's lovely.
Yes.
It's very good. Well, I shall think of you when I look at the rucksack on the back of one of the children. And thank you very much indeed, Laura, for coming along and telling us about your Kinder Transport.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.